Quranic snapshots, illustrated reflections on an ayah a day, and a structure to support your own Quran journaling. Juz 22 and today's verse is from Surah Saba, ayah 3. Illa fi kitabin mubin. It is recorded in a clear record. In this verse, Allah is talking about the Day of Judgment, responding to those who claim that such a day will never come. Belief in a judgment day is one of the roots of our religion, for it forms the foundation of our belief. Knowing that our every action is seen and recorded by Allah reminds us of our purpose in life. We're here on a mission with a special job to serve our Creator, and everything we do is noted by Him. As Allah says in this ayah, nothing escapes His knowledge. Remembering that our deeds are recorded by Allah also gives us a sense of accountability. In another surah, Allah talks about those who cheat in their businesses, like we saw in Juz 12, and He says, do these people not realize that they will be raised up? Through our every action, we are the authors of our own record. Being mindful of this protects us from doing those things which can take us further away from Allah. But in this verse, Allah reminds us that through this record, we can inshallah look forward to a reward for all the times we struggled in His way, for all the times it was difficult to be a good Muslim, but we persevered. For He says, it is recorded in a clear record that He may reward those who have faith and do good deeds. No good deed goes unnoticed by Allah. He says in this verse, not even those smaller than a speck of dust. Things that we consider so minuscule and insignificant, like smiling at a friend or saying salam to our mum. Through Allah's love and mercy, He doesn't overlook even the smallest of good deeds. It is all recorded. When I receive my record of deeds, what sorts of actions will have mattered the most? The Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, the weight of every action is by its intention. I might have raised lots of money for charity, but if I did it to impress others rather than to please Allah, then that deed won't have much worth in my record. Or I could have done something small that no one even notices, like picking up a piece of rubbish. That could be more beloved to Allah, just because I did it to please Him. To me, this reminder that my actions are being recorded by Allah is both a warning for the choices that I make and a promise for His reward for every little good. Let's pick out some of the key words to help us remember and record this passage. Kitab, record, and sometimes also translated as book. And mubin, meaning clear. Having little doodles helps us to remember the words better. You can choose any image that helps you. I've got a scroll to represent kitab. Lay yours out however you like. I record the juz number as a title at the top, and I like to write the verse in both Arabic and English. Down here I've got our keywords to help me remember the verse. The most important part, I think, is a space for you to write your own reflections on the verse, what it means to you. And the intention part is for our own personal takeaway. A practical step we can make to apply this verse. Maybe I could try and keep a record myself at the end of each day, thinking about what I did, both positive and negative. So go ahead and jot down today's passage however you like, remembering to put in your keywords and little doodles to make it easier to remember. It would be amazing if we can use this space to inspire each other. Share your Quranic notes in the comments below, and inshallah, we can all learn together.